he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
ヨハネの福音書15章1節から5節までを読みします。私は誠のブドウの木であり、私の父は農夫です。私の枝で実を結ばないものは皆父がそれを取り除き、実を結ぶものは皆もっと多く実を結ぶために刈り込みなさいます。あなた方は私があなた方に話した言葉によってもう清いのです。私にとどまりなさい。私もあなた方の中にとどまります。枝がブドウの木について、枝がブドウの木についていなければ、枝だけでは実を結ぶことができません。私はブドウの木で、あなた方は枝です。人が私にとどまり、私もその人の中にとどまっているなら、そういう人は多くの実を結びます。私を離れてはあなた方は何もすることができないからです。
How's everyone doing? Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's nice being outside for a change, huh? Yeah, praise God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for just all that you've done for us. This beautiful weather, Lord, here in Tucson. Just it's the perfect time to be here. We pray, Father, that as we gather here, that your presence would be with us, that you would bless this space. We pray your blessing over this heart. We pray, Lord, as we worship you, that you would just increase your peace, your joy, your presence, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going through the I am statements of Jesus, and this is his last I am statements. There were 7 of them, if you recall. And of course, the I am draws all the way back to when God encountered, or Moses encountered God in the desert, in the wilderness. And Moses asked God, "What should I say? What is your name? Who should I say to tell me to go back?" And God says, "Tell them I am sent you. That I am sent you." Now, fast forward about 1,000 years, 2,000 years in Jesus' time, he comes along the scene and he does a couple of sermons. And in one of the sermons, he starts saying, "I am," and not just simply like "I am this," "I am this," but he specifically uses the phrase "I am" to connect himself to that burning bush with God. And today he says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." Jesus' use of the imagery of the vine or vineyard is not original in Jewish culture. For those of you who maybe read the Old Testament, have seen God use that term, that phrase, the vineyard or the vine, and it's connected to Israel, God's people. And in Jesus' time, it seems like there might have been this idea that if you're descendants of Abraham, then you're God's people. You're automatically God's people. And so perhaps that's one of the reasons why Jesus says, "I am the true vine," just to distinguish himself from, no, this isn't just Israel's, this isn't just simply because you're born of Abraham or you're from Israel. or you're an Israelite, or any of those things. Jesus says, no, I am the true vine, and anyone who connects with me, you will have an abundant life. So this passage from 15, chapter 15 on, he's talking about as he leaves his earth. Okay, so I'm kind of nervous. I don't know why. Maybe it's just this, you know, different element. We're outside and all this other thing, but I'm kind of nervous. But let me just back up a little bit. So as Jesus does his I am statements, here's what happens. He knows he's going to die soon. He knows that Judas has already determined in his heart he's going to betray Jesus. He knows that Peter will deny him. He knows that as he goes into the garden, soon enough, a band of people will come to arrest him. He knows that there will probably be a fake trial, a mock trial, and that he will be guilty of whatever the charges they bring to him. And he knows he's going to die soon. And as he's getting prepared for that moment, that event in his life, one of the most stressful moments in his life, and he realizes that his disciples are going to go through 3 days of just darkness, utter darkness. You know, Peter's going to deny him, see him die, and Jesus is going to be in the grave for 3 days. Imagine that. You know, what are you supposed to do with your life after that? For 3 years, you followed this man, you believed in this man, and all of a sudden, he's a convicted, you know, rebellion, and they kill him. They give him capital punishment. And you sold everything. You sold your business. You left your life as you knew it to follow this man. And for 3 days, it's going to be utter darkness for everyone who put their trust in him. And Jesus knows his time is running out. And so what does Jesus do? He starts giving him some more teaching to get them ready for this time of their lives. And this is one of the last I am. This is the last I am statement. And these are some of the last words Jesus speaks to his disciples. I am the true vine. Stay with me. Abide with me. If you want a life worth living, if you want an abundant life, and he'll go on and talk about all those things in this chapter, he'll say, the secret is, do not lose your faith in me no matter what happens. And a lot is going to happen in these past couple of hours and in these next 3 days. So much is going to happen that you're going to need to hear these words and remember these words. And I believe he uses these analogies, this parable. I mean, thank God for Jesus. If I were Jesus, I would try to make it as clear as possible, but Jesus instead uses like these analogies, these parables. It's like, I'm a vine, God is a vine dresser, you're branches. You get it? Good. And then he takes off, you know. But I'm sure as he makes these analogies and then he tells them these things, the disciples are just thinking about those things. Okay, vine dresser, vine, branches, what does all those things mean? And Jesus will talk about it, and this is going to be maybe a two-part series. I'll just talk about the first part. He says this. He says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. I don't know if you guys have other translations. Some translation says he cuts off. So every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes. That does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of my words that I have spoken to you. So every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he cuts off or he takes away. And I don't know, if you come from like a very strict religious background, you're thinking to yourself, okay, if I don't produce fruit that God thinks is worthy, he's just going to cut me off. I better produce fruit. And perhaps you've heard sermons that say, you know, if you don't produce fruit, you know, we're going to have potluck today. We're going to have a picnic. But if you guys don't work hard here, you know, you're done. You're cut off. You're not going to come to this church no more. You don't belong to this church anymore. You know, it almost sounds like that, right? When Jesus says, if you don't produce fruit, you're going to get cut off. Well, if we're to take this imagery Jesus uses of vines, we're branches, God is the vine dresser, and if there is some connection between discipleship and viticulture, then this word cut off can also be translated lifted up. So Jesus could have been, most likely, as it's going to the garden, because Israel is full of vineyards, and it's not uncommon to have vineyards and grapevines around. Jesus could have been walking around and seen a vineyard and said, here, I am the vine. And if you, I've never been, I've only read this, so this is just head knowledge. Apparently in a vineyard, there's one big vine that's about 3 feet tall. And then the branches shoot out to its right, to its left. And apparently they use some artificial kind of fencing called a trellis so that the vines are on the trellis, and as they're on the trellis, they start producing vines, or they start producing fruit. If you are a new branch, you're most likely not going to go on the trellis yourself. You're probably going to be on the ground. And on the ground, the leaf starts getting muddy. It doesn't get enough sunlight. It's not up. It's not optimal to bear fruit if you're on the ground as a branch. And Jesus might have saw a new branch and said, I am the vine. You are the branches. My Father is an excellent vine dresser. Hey, Chloe. And as a vine dresser, what they do is they go around and walk around their vineyard, and if they see a new vine or a vine that might have fallen off a trellis, you know what they'll do? They'll see it, and they'll see, oh, it's not producing fruit because it's not getting sunlight, it's dirty, it's not getting the optimal flow of being up on a trellis. You know what? I'm going to just cut you off because you're not bearing fruit. No, he doesn't do that, actually. He never does that. You know what he does? Oh, there's another dog. That's fine. You could just pretend those are amens. Amen. They like what I'm saying right now. But as they go around, the vine dresser will see a branch that's on the ground, and he will actually lift it up and tie it on the trellis. He'll clean the leaves, and he'll do everything he can to save that branch. Because branches are too valuable to just cut off. He'll lift it up. And in the Greek, that word cut off or take away, that Greek word is actually, the primary translation of that Greek word is to lift up. I think a lot of the translators, the reason why they say take away is because of what Jesus will say later in verse 6, but I think he's talking about something different, and if you want to know what he's talking about, you're going to have to just come again next Sunday. But I think what Jesus is saying here is, you know, some of us, we're on the trellis. We're doing fine. We're bearing fruit. Our lives are meaningful. We do meaningful work, and, you know, just our lives are fulfilled. And some of us, we might be living our lives thinking, you know, what does life even mean? Is my life, does it even matter? Am I living a fulfilling life? And for those of us who feel that way, we're not bearing, if you will, fruit. What Jesus here is saying is God, as the vine dresser, will lift you up. He will do everything he can in his that doesn't go beyond, you know, just doing like magic tricks for you, but he'll do everything he can so that you will bear fruit in your life, that you would have an abundant life. Isn't that great? You know, I think who he had in mind are some of his disciples, especially Peter.